Blowing is very different to speaking. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. Today is a special episode as we come close to the final days of the year. And this Shabbat and Sunday is Rosh Hashanah. And a time of a new year, a new beginning, a fresh start. So I'm just share with you a short Rosh Hashanah insight with a meditation for Rosh Hashanah. One of the things we say on Rosh Hashanah is the Avinu Malkeinu. And we ask God many, many requests using the formula of Avinu Malkeinu. And one of the things we say is Avinu Malkeinu, Chadesh Aleinu Shana Tova. Renew for us a good year, a good year. And the obvious question is, why do we say it that way? Why do we say Chadesh Aleinu, renew for us? Why don't we just say, God, give us a new year? What's this idea of renew for us? One of the ideas, of course, behind this is that we need to understand that Rosh Hashanah, of course, is a time we pray to God. It's a time that Hashem will bless us with a good year. But it's a time that we have to make a shift as well. And what we have to need to appreciate and understand is that there's a tremendous energy in Rosh Hashanah. And that's the energy of newness, where it's a Shana Chadasha, it's a new year, a new beginning. It's a time where we can say goodbye, let go of all the things that we might have been stuck in the previous year. And remember that we have a completely clean beginning, a new start, to start again, to start fresh. And that's the gift that Hashem gives us on Rosh Hashanah. Let me connect this with something that is important to understand in the context of Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar. We don't do it the first day this year because it's Shabbat, but we blow the shofar in general. And what's interesting is that it's, I think, probably the only mitzvah which involves the idea of blowing. We have to blow the shofar. What's the idea of blowing the shofar? So we know that Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the creation of the first man and woman. Adam HaRishon was created by God on Rosh Hashanah. The sixth day of creation. That's what we commemorate on Rosh Hashanah. When Adam was born, it was created. The pasuk, the verse tells us something that happened on the Rosh Hashanah. Vayipach be'apav nishmat chayim. And God blew into his nostrils a soul of life. Vayihi Adam lenefesh chaya, and the man became a living soul. We know that, of course, all physical things that we describe God with are symbolic, anthropomorphic, because God doesn't have a physical form. It's one of the foundations of our faith. But yet, when we read about God doing something that is spoken to us and communicated to us in the physical context, it gives us some insight to what is happening. So when we look at the 6 days of creation, of how God created the world, he created the world through speaking. Ayomer Hashem, and God said, let there be light. God said, let there be trees, and so on. However, when he came to the soul of the human being, he blew into him the soul of life. We know that physically, the difference between speaking, communication, and blowing is that speaking is something more external. A person can speak and speak for a long time and not even get tired. Because when I speak, I am connecting with someone else. Speaking is a very important and critical tool. We've talked about communication before. However, the words being uttered are sort of not coming from the very essence of the human being. When God created the world, there's a kind of, obviously everything comes from God and everything is created by God and part of his reality, but on the surface, the world doesn't, we don't see the obvious infusion of godliness in the world. The world is not, on its surface, godly. We can make it godly, but it is not openly and obviously a godly thing. God is somewhat concealed. In other words, the connection between God and the world is somewhat disconnected, somewhat external. It's somewhat concealed. Just like when we speak, we don't often express everything that we're feeling. We're not expressing the very being, the very core of who we are. We're just saying words that relate to something else, to someone else. So when God creates the world is somewhat removed from his revelation, from his essence, and that's the relationship that God has with the entire creation. However, when it came to the human being, God gave us a soul. And that soul is not like speaking. That soul is coming from within him. He blew into him a soul of life. that soul that we have at its very core, at its very essence, at its very foundation. The soul has a number of layers, but at its very foundation, the soul is an infusion coming from God Himself. It's a breath of godliness, so to speak, in our being. And therefore, it comes with infinity. And therefore, it's the kind of thing that never gets stuck in the limitations and the finiteness of this world. It's that blowing from Hashem, that blowing from God, that gives us the power to be infinite, that gives us the power to let go of the past, to be new, to step up, to start all over again, because it's an infinite potential, it's an infinite power. It's a tremendous, pure and pristine energy that never gets corrupted and is always able to be used to have a fresh start and to start again. And on Rosh Hashanah, the mystics tell us, when we blow the shofar, the mitzvah of blowing the shofar, that is symbolic of what Hashem, what God is doing every Rosh Hashanah. He's re-blowing into us, so to speak, that godly infusion. He's doing it again. He's infusing our soul, giving it power, giving it strength each year, Rosh Hashanah, from the very beginning and the very start. So as we approach Rosh Hashanah, we need to try and connect to this new infusion, Hadesh Aleinu. We ask God, renew us, not just give us a good year. Make it a new year for us, a fresh start. Completely saying goodbye to the past and just a really completely pure and pristine start. And we know this is possible because we know that you are once again, just as we blow the shofar, you are blowing into us that godly infusion, that purity, that infinity, that we're able then to make a completely new beginning. Let this be a new year. So let's just meditate on that for a few moments. Let's think about the soul by closing our eyes, just relaxing, becoming focused, and paying attention to our breathing. Breathing in and out just for a few moments, getting into the rhythm of the energy of life. We know that breathing is neshima, that is the same words as neshama, the soul. Every breath we take is an expression of the soul. The soul is the air that we have within us that we use to blow. Blowing is a strong breath. Picture in your mind blowing strongly on something. The feeling, where is it coming from? From within you. The Zohar says, one who blows, blows from the inside. The essence, the very core of who we are. Think about our soul. Our soul is God's blowing. Coming from within Him, infusing us with a part of Him, so to speak. Purity, infinity, endless potential, endless connection with God, one with Him. Just breathe deeply for a few moments and just think about that spark at the very core of who we are. The blowing of God. When we hear the shofar, we hear the blowing of the shofar, we remind ourselves that God is blowing into us. A new start, fresh, clean, pristine, letting go of the past, a new beginning. So come back to where you are, and as we rev up to Rosh Hashanah, let's remember that. Let's work on letting go and being in touch with the purity from deep within our soul, God's breath, God's blowing. And try and step up and connect with Him a little bit more. No matter where we were till now, no matter what we were stuck in till now, let's just try a deeper connection with Hashem in the coming year. I wish everyone, thank you for listening, and I wish everyone a k'tiva v'chatima tova, shana tova u'mutaka, a good and sweet year, year of happiness and success and blessing. Thank you.